Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Joy Polson. And what I love about Joy is she is my go-to tech gal, and I follow her on Periscope to really stay up to date. And before becoming an entrepreneur, Joy worked at Apple for over 11 years, and now she uses that experience to help other entrepreneurs like you and me overcome the overwhelm of all things social media. She is also the host of Talk Nerdy to Me, Joy. Joy, welcome to the Roadmap. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Stacy. This will be fun.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. Now, let me jump right in and ask you about leaving Apple and deciding to start your own business, because the first section we typically cover is called Commit to Win or Cut Your Losses. And I would love to kind of hear that backstory about the things that you had to figure out before you made that big jump.
Sure. And it was an evolution between where I'm at now and where I was then. There were some steps in between, so I'll try to condense it as much as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I worked for Apple for 11 years. I was in marketing to educators, basically, where we would go out and design marketing programs to put computers on the desktops of teachers and also college students. So that was super fun. I did that for 11 years and enjoyed immensely just being around such amazing people that, as you can imagine, Apple just attracts the best of the best, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so we had so much fun. It was like, I always tell people I got my second college degree at Apple, and it was in the days where it was just so exciting and Apple education division was number one in the country. And it was just really, really fun and learned a lot. But it was one day, one evening when I was driving home from another long day at Apple headquarters, and I had my young son in the back seat and was giving him his bottle, picked him up from the Apple daycare center of all things. And we had about an hour commute home, and it was so weird, Stacy, because it was like one of those aha moments. I was looking in the rearview mirror and I see him drinking his bottle, and we had about an hour commute, and I'm thinking, it was like your life flashes before you. And I was like, oh my gosh, will I be doing this, you know, 5-10 years from now, just newly married, having a young child? Is this the life I want to lead? Do I want to have this kind of imbalance in my life after working so hard to have a career and then to have a family? And it was at that point that I knew that that wouldn't be my forever career. And I Right. knew that I knew that I could take the ideas and the information that I learned and gained from working at such a great technology company and share it with other people. So from there, I went into, like a lot of other moms at Apple, we all kind of left at the same time and started our own consulting businesses. So I did consulting for a few years for some high-tech companies, and then I digressed and went into fitness to get my body back after baby number two.
Right.
And the high-tech industry kind of dried up at that point too. So I've found myself in fitness and started a career with Beachbody, which I still do to this day. And I help other entrepreneurs become fitness entrepreneurs with a company called Beachbody, which makes Insanity and all those fun programs. But I also was being called from all of my team and different teams on Beachbody to help them with social media all the time. And it was just something I was attracted to and something that I felt came really easy to teach other entrepreneurs how to use social media to grow their business, whether it's fitness or other avenues. There were so many that I knew I could help beyond the world of Beachbody. So I still do Beachbody, but my main focus now is really just teaching other entrepreneurs how to use live streaming and how to use different platforms on social media. And I absolutely love having that balance, and being able to create your own destiny is really what I was, you know, destined to be, I really think.
Yeah. Well, and what's Sorry, what's great for me as an entrepreneur that I understand social media is super important, but it's just a little overwhelming for me to stay up to date on these constant changes. You know, I can follow somebody like you on Periscope and really just hear the things I need to hear. You know, the other stuff I don't absolutely have to. You're bringing the important stuff up to the front. And that's what I love about following people like you.
Oh, I like that. I mean, I like to think that I can be your filter and that I can figure out the tough stuff and make it simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that. And thanks for sharing that story. That's super interesting to hear. You know, how did you get to this place right now?
Yes. And I still love Apple products. I have to say I have about 6 on my desktop right now.
Nice. Well, and what a great company to work for when you said you got your second education. I 100% believe that.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask about your personal strengths. When we're talking about looking within, what would you say, you know, one or two personal strengths that you feel are really what helps you create these strong businesses?
I think having my finger on the pulse of where people stall in their business with regards to overwhelm, as you mentioned in the opening, you know, I help entrepreneurs overcome the overwhelm of getting started. And what I would find when I was coaching other people in social media is that they would get overwhelmed because you're inundated every single day. Should I do Snapchat? Should I do Periscope? Should I do YouTube? Should I do Facebook Live? You know, it's just not, it's never ending, right?
Right.
And so I felt like I could kind of disseminate and sort all that out for people and help them take the fear out of it. Because I think fear is what stops most of us from learning, because we're afraid of failing or we're afraid of not understanding or looking stupid. And so I know, because I've had similar struggles, so I can kind of put myself in your shoes and get to that point where you're at right now and just be in that moment with you and then give you a safe place to learn. I think is one of my strengths, is that I make everyone feel safe around me when I put them in my private groups to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you a financial question. We go into a money really does matter talk. And I would love to hear if you have any financial lessons or mistakes that you've made that you had to, you know, you now have learned from going forward that we could also learn from as well.
As an entrepreneur?
Yes. Yeah. Any kind of financial mistakes that maybe you had to struggle with Beachbody, or now with your Talk Nerdy to Me Joy, like anything that you've had to learn the hard way, unfortunately.
Right. I would say just to really, when you're first starting out, to really pick one or two things to focus on with regards to your financial investment and your time. For example, if you're like really going to go hard on Facebook and you want to learn Facebook ads, you need to invest in an expert to teach you that, as opposed to throwing your money away. And my lesson learned was that I would just kind of hit and miss with Facebook and say, oh, okay, I heard you can do boost posts. So I would boost a post and then I wouldn't get great return on my investment, until I stepped back and said, you know what? I don't know all of this about this particular area. I'm going to hire someone. I'm going to learn from someone. So I would say, you know, take the time and invest in your growth and do it the right way the first time.
Yeah. And, you know, it might sound like it's saving you money to do it yourself, but you can throw a lot of money away on something like Facebook ads if you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely. I'm a prime example of that. Oh, let's try this strategy.
Right.
Let's try that, you know, because you hear so many, but it's about finding the right mastermind groups and then finding experts that you relate to and that you trust and have proven experience. You know, when you go to invest in a class, ask the person who's running the class, who is their latest referral, and go to that person and get, you know, firsthand information as opposed to hearing it from the teacher themselves.
Right. Absolutely. Well, let me ask you, especially with you having a social media background, and you said marketing at Apple. So let's dive into marketing. I would love to hear from your experience, your knowledge, your expertise in this area. But what is one of the greatest marketing lessons you can take away or share with us, especially when it comes to social media? And I know you do a lot of live broadcasting these days. So share with us anything you can talk about on that aspect.
Sure. And I think a lot of times, Stacey, people overthink this whole marketing strategy. It really boils down to relationships, as you can probably attest to, is the more that you can, number one, tell your story, be real and relatable, people will relate to you the more real you are, the more raw you are, the more transparent you are, the more that you stay in your lane and you stick to what your God-given gift is, and you do it really well and you learn that craft and then you share that with others. But you're also at the same time, you know, being really transparent. So you don't have to be perfectly polished. I see a lot of entrepreneurs stall because they feel that they don't have all the details in place, or they don't have everything, their website perfectly built, or their, you know, their blogs or their ads or their landing pages. Just start where you're at, you know, and share your story and build relationships, because that is the key to marketing, is really just build people. People do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Absolutely. And like you just said, it makes you more relatable. It shows people you're human. Yeah. Sometimes we just see the outside and we think, oh, she's so successful, and we don't realize what it took to get her there.
Exactly. And what's funny, Stacey, is like when Periscope started a year ago, I was on 10 months ago I started. I saw all these big influencers, like really big influencers that you know, that are killing it on Facebook and everywhere else. And they have beautiful marketing campaigns and scripts. They came on Facebook and they were like a deer in the headlights. They were totally frozen. Like, right. They didn't know how to act because they didn't have a script.
Yeah.
And they're no longer on Periscope. Like, they just left Periscope because they couldn't figure it out, because they weren't being real and relatable. They're like, oh, this is weird. I'm on camera and I don't have my perfectly like scripted and my makeup isn't perfect. It's like, they're gone.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. We want to see the real you. We want to know what it's like at home with the kids running around. I mean, we want to see that side. We want to know that it's not always perfect and that we don't have to live up to that expectation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I love when you scope, you know, you just give it like it is. You're honest, you're real. You tell us what we need to know. And, you know, you will attract the people that need that information, is what I say. And yeah, of course, yeah, there's some outbound marketing that you can do after the fact, after your live streams, that really help build your audience and get some exposure. But at the end of the day, it's really about relationships.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Hey guys, let me pause for just a minute and tell you about one of our sponsors, FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the online accounting software that I personally use in my business. And a couple of the things that I use it for is something like invoicing. You can use FreshBooks to create and send invoices in about 30 seconds. There is no formatting, no fuss, just perfectly crafted invoice. And they also have late payment reminders. So when a client forgets to pay you on time, let FreshBooks handle the awkwardness with customizable late payment reminders. All right, now go and check out their 30-day free trial. You do not need a credit card to sign up, and you can just go to freshbooks.com/rescue and then let them know you heard about us on the Business Rescue Roadmap. So check it out, see what I use to help save my business and rescue my life every day. All right, back to the show. Let me ask you about work-life balance. I would love to hear, especially because you talked about it a little bit in the beginning, you know, driving home in your car with your kid. How do you feel your work-life balance is now? I mean, do you feel it's something that exists, and is it something you're still striving towards? Fill us in with that.
That's a great question, isn't it? I mean, as moms and entrepreneurs, and it's hard. I'm not going to say it's easy, and I'm not going to say I have it all figured out, but I am a work in progress. I have had great mentors like Shalene Johnson. I've taken her Smart Success class that really taught me a little bit about, you know, not making similar mistakes that maybe she made when she was trying to figure out this whole work-life balance. And I've struggled. It's being a type A personality and wanting and having ideas 24/7. It's hard to shut it off. And it's hard when you work from home to, you know, to shut it off, because your brain wants to continually create and help. So it's, like I said, I've gotten better at it, where I definitely have boundaries now, and I have work office hours, and then I shut it down when my kids are home, and they're teenagers now, so it's rare that they really want to spend a ton of time with me. But when I do, I'm more present than I've ever been. So I think that's super important to be present and to be able to turn it off and know that the opportunity will still be there tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think it kind of at certain stages of your life, when the kids are little, you think about this a lot. And then when they're teenagers in high school, remembering they're leaving soon, you know, so you've got those two really important stages.
Yeah. You're like, oh, please pay attention. You know, I'm here. You want to pay attention? I'll pay attention to you. And they're like, Mom, I'm good. I'm going to go hang out with my friends now. So there is that window of opportunity.
Yes.
Just can't miss out on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also keeping in mind, you know, that's more than likely why you're doing this business. You're doing it to create a better, you know, a better life for your family. Yeah. So when you lose sight of that and you get so engrossed in your business, then it's so not worth it at the end of the day.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask you that I just remembered with marketing. You said you were on Periscope the last 10 months. Now with live broadcasting, because Periscope was one of the first initial live broadcasters, how did your social media or just your presence in general, did you feel a major, I guess, push on that side? Your relationship building, things like that. Did the live broadcasting really take you over compared to your Instagram or your just regular social media posts? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the first it's the first platform, because I'd been on Instagram for a while and built a pretty substantial following there and teach Instagram. Still love it, but it's the only platform, Periscope's the only platform I have found so far where you get to sense community immediately and you get to build relationships immediately. And a prime example of that was I had been building these relationships for, you know, 8 to 10 months. And in January, we had a live event called Periscope Summit in San Francisco. And I had made all these friendships online with a lot of people. And the moment I saw them at the event, it was like we had known each other forever. It was not, you know, it wasn't a handshake. It was a hug, which was,
right.
I've never seen that. And I've been on Facebook for a while, like I said, and Instagram. And it's just a different connection, Stacey. It's just really, really cool.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I was at Smart Success Live with Shalene this past March. Yeah. And I agree. You would go up to people and hug them that you would normally not do that if you were just on Facebook friends or something like that. So it was this like long lost connection that speeds it up so much faster on Periscope with that live broadcasting.
It really does. It's just, I love it. It's the magic of community and being, you know, so real that people go, okay, she really does look like that in real life. She really is that real, you know, joy. That's the same joy I see every day on Joy Show, you know?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Great. Well, let me ask you about employees and if you have a team or not. So I would love to know, do you have a small team, large team? What does it take to run your show?
Oh, that's a great question. I have a virtual team and it fluctuates depending on the season I'm in. Okay. So for example, if I'm launching a course and I need some virtual assistants to help me with the behind the scenes, whether it's graphics or designing, you know, some back-end classes, et cetera, I hire those out and I follow the model taught in Shalene's Virtual Business Academy, not to plug her every other minute.
I know.
As you know, she's just a great life mentor. And if you don't know her, you definitely should follow her on your broadcast. But yeah, I use her strategies for outsourcing. And I think it's really important to know that you can't do it all, nor are you the expert in everything. And it actually liberates you to be able to really sit in your gifts and do what you're best suited for when you can outsource.
Yeah. And my question for you is too, do you have a project management system or something that you can hold everybody accountable? What's your tactic on that?
Yeah, I use Evernote for the most part. And then I use Dropbox. Again, I learned all this by taking Shalene's Virtual Business Academy, but I have systems in place so that we're all on the same page when I have a team helping me.
Yeah. And it's so important that you're on the same page. I mean, if you can get those systems set up before you're hiring people, that is going to make you the most successful for sure.
You got it. Did you do that as well?
Virtual Business Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big Shalene. So when you said, oh, I hate to be plugging her, I plugged her so many times on my show as well. So don't worry about that. Okay. Yeah. I'm a big Shalene Johnson fan because I think when I look up for a mentor, I'm trying to find somebody that has every aspect and not just the success and the financial success. I'm talking about family and having that work-life balance. So she's somebody that I really feel that she, not that she mastered it, but she's trying. She's really trying to stay in those priorities. And I like that. I love that about her.
Me too. And she gives us the kind of the real life. And then, like you said, she updates, like she's out there figuring it out for us. She's always like one step ahead, which I love. And yeah, she's going to prevent us from making similar mistakes that she may have made in the past. And so she accelerates our on-ramp for entrepreneurs. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. And it's so great to have a mentor that is where you want to be. And, you know, maybe that's Shalene for some of you listening, and maybe that's not, but you need to find somebody like that. And then once you find somebody that resonates, you got to keep going with them and just rinse and repeat their stuff. I'm taking a Virtual Business Academy really for the second time. I already had taken it in, I think, like November, December, and now she kind of relaunched it. And I can't believe how much stuff I'm learning the second time through.
Right? Like all the security features. Yeah. And oh my God, just the gems that she's dropping, the knowledge box is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur?
I love watching people grow. I really do. That bottom line, I'm so gratified when I see someone gain confidence on live streaming or in their, you know, social media platforms that they're on. It just makes me feel good. Like, they can do it, you know, and that now they believe in themselves, although I believed in them all along. It's just so cool to see that light bulb come on for them.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you want to make sure that you're doing something impactful and you're making a difference. So to show and to see those results, that's better than any kind of paycheck. I mean, that really is what we're doing this for.
Absolutely. So gratifying.
Let me ask you the opposite question. What do you think is the most challenging part of being an entrepreneur?
The challenging part is, that's a tough one because there's a lot of challenges being an entrepreneur, yes, as you know. I get frustrated, Stacey, when they don't, like when you have a student in your course, for example, and they don't see the light and they don't put the effort in, yet they've invested in it. And you're like, oh, it's the same with fitness. You know, when you see someone investing in a program and then, or they don't go to the gym and they want it to lose weight, it's the same idea. And it's just like, you can't do it for them. And it's accepting that you put your best work out there and it's up to them to take that step. And that's frustrating for me, knowing that they aren't, I guess they're just not believing in themselves enough or not committed enough. That bothers me.
Yeah, I know. And you can only help the people that want to be helped. But it's so funny because they'll buy our courses and you think, okay, they want to be helped, but they're not doing or even watching, because we can see who's actually watched the modules. And it's so crazy when you find out they've spent this money and they're not actually putting that work and implementing it. So that is tough. It's really hard as a teacher to see that, because you want what's best for your students.
Right. And I've learned to let go as much as I can and to just, you know, respond to them lovingly and just say, look, it looks like you're not ready right now, but when you are ready, it's here for you because you've invested in it. So it's, you know, the ball's in your court.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you, and I'm sure you'll have some kind of tech tool to share, but do you have a go-to tool or app or resource that you would like to share with us? Just anything, it doesn't have to be social media related, but anything that you're using right now that you love.
Well, my favorite for live streaming, I'll have to just resort to my favorite platform, Periscope. When you Periscope, you definitely want to have a couple things when you first start. And I teach this in my 5-day Start Periscope course, but you want to have a great light source. And the light that I use is Chatlight. You can get it. I do have free shipping, so you can find me on Twitter and get all that. But I love the light called Chatlight. It's like $29.99, super cheap. I had been using a Diva ring light, which is, you know, it's like $180.
Right.
It's expensive. And I had been turning that bright bulb on every single time when I was periscoping. And then chat light came along and it actually clips onto your phone, your smartphone, and you can carry it around with you and travel with it. And it produces the same type of light as the Diva ring light. And it's so inexpensive. And it really makes a difference in terms of the way you look on Periscope or any live streaming platform. I highly recommend a great light and a good microphone and a tripod. So those are the three things I recommend. And that's how I would get started.
Great. Well, before we go, one last piece of advice to our listeners. Anybody that, you know, let's talk about live streaming. Why would a business owner, especially if they're thinking, well, I'm not an online marketer, I'm not somebody really online. What would you share with them? Why they should be periscoping, why they should be live broadcasting?
Are you talking like a brick and mortar business?
No, just an entrepreneur in general.
Okay, so because there are 100 million broadcasts being done on Periscope right now, and it's growing every moment, and they're connected to Twitter, whether it's that platform or Facebook Live, people relate to people, and the more you can get your face in front of your target audience, the better. So you have to decide. I mean, I would say test out Periscope and tell your story on Periscope, see if you resonate with people, you know, find other like-minded people that are doing similar things on Periscope, watch them and see how they attract their tribe and see if that works for you. Periscope may not be for everyone, but there's other live streaming platforms out there that would work just as well, probably. You just have to test them out, but get started. Don't hold back. I mean, this is where people are moving. People are moving. Everything's going to be live video. This is only the beginning. So yeah. I'll say get in. We're still early adopters on these platforms. So get in and get your feet wet.
Yeah, start practicing before it really is everywhere and you've got to get on it. And it feels like it's too late at that time. So get on now and practice. I agree 100%. Well, thank you so much for being here, Joy. Where can my listeners find more about you? I know you mentioned a challenge. Maybe we could have a link to that. Anything that would be helpful for my entrepreneurs listening?
Sure. I offer for those that are just getting ready to get on live streaming on Periscope and they haven't pushed the red start broadcast button yet. You can go over to bit.ly/startperiscope and enroll in my 5-day challenge. It's a private challenge with a private Facebook group and private scope so that you're in a really safe environment to learn Periscope. And it's just a really fun environment. I've got some alumni in there that are paying it forward as well. So you'll have a community to start with that are of like-minded interest and have the same vibe as you do and have been in your place at one time. So I would recommend that. And then you can always go to my website at talknerdytomejoy.com where I have all of my courses up there and you can pick and choose the one that best suits you.
Yeah. And I've got to tell you too, go to her website just to check out your branding, Joy. I love, like, I looked at your Instagram. I like your logo. It just has this really unique twist on it and it's everywhere. I really feel like your brand is very visible. And I think that would be great for my listeners to see as well.
Well, thank you. And I've really enjoyed getting to know you as well, Stacey.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, and thank you so much for taking the time to be here and share your expertise with us. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll have to have you back on here again.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Hey, before you go, I want to ask you, do you love listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap? Would you like to work with me one-on-one? If so, go to stacytushel.com/coaching. For a limited time, I have a few spots each week. I take on less than one client every day where I help you save your business and rescue your life, and I help you design your own personal business rescue roadmap. I hope you check it out, stacytushel.com/coaching.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.